T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know, Ron. I'm thinking about this. This cheating topic, you know, if we presented to you the case or situation, would you want your team to cheat? Your team's going to cheat to win. You can win. It's going to be ugly, though. They're going to cheat. This will get stripped years from now, their title. Would you want that, or would you just want a good, clean program, even a pretty good program? And again, I think of Pitt basketball. There's no evidence that they cheated in the 2000s, but they had a really good program, and there's a lot of evidence that teams that took things from them cheated. So here's what I'm thinking about, Ron, in the context of this. Like, people take kids to games. People bond over sports teams. Like, if my daughter and I, for example, had a certain team that we rooted for, got season tickets, went to the games all the time, would I sign that deal to win? Would I want her to see me in that state justifying it? I don't think I would, honestly. I think I'd rather just have a good time going to games and have a program I could be proud of, honestly.
You're looking at me like what I'm supposed to say.
I
get that.
Any reaction to that?
I just think people would rather their team win. You know, now you're factoring in your daughter in this. I mean, I guess that's all part of it, too.
Well, that's a big part of sports, right? Is taking your kids to games.
I guess
families bonding over sports, things like that.
I never had my kid wasn't very much interested in sports, so I can't feel the same things you did. But I'm just talking about the average fan who I think all these teams that have been caught cheating in the past. I don't think any of them would say, you know what, this is cheapened because of this. I just don't.
Do you respect that point of view that
sure.
People would want their teams to cheat?
I don't think they want their teams to cheat.
But that's the question
we're
asking.
They don't want their teams to cheat.
But we're asking the question, would you want your team to cheat to win? Or would you rather have it just a good, clean program that's just okay?
Then I guess I'll have to say they want their team to cheat. But that's not what they want.
But do you
they want to win clean.
Of course they do.
But that's number one. But if they can't have that, they'll settle for winning cheating.
The question I'm throwing out there is, would you want your team to cheat to win? If that's what it took to win.
If that's the only way you're
going to... I don't respect that opinion, really. Of people who would say that, honestly. I don't. I don't like teams that cheat to win.
I don't like them either.
And I would have a hard time defending it, depending on the level of cheating, of course. Jeremy is an expert. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So, in my opinion... we're spoiled in Pittsburgh with the Steelers and Penguins. We're always winning. But if we lived without them and we only had the Pirates, after so many years of losing, I'm sure a lot of fans would be okay with them doing anything it takes to finally try to win. Houston doesn't have that many championships like we do in Pittsburgh. And I think a lot of those fans would just be like relieved they finally got one.
Would you know?
I don't know. If I'm honest, I probably wouldn't mind it. Honestly, if I play a board game with my friends, I will not cheat because it's a respect thing for me. But after years and years of it, I kind of understand the fans trying to justify it, you know?
Ron, would you cheat at Monopoly to win?
No, I wouldn't.
Me neither. Although I think I did used to cheat at board games as a kid to win. I hated losing so much. Chris in Whitehall. What's up?
Yeah, hey, under no circumstance would I accept cheating for winning right there, whether it's on a professional level or a college level. I think the integrity of the sport means too much, whether it's the children or even the adults that do participate in it. I always have a hard time with, like, how do these coaches go to sleep at night knowing that they are cheating and breaking the rules of a sport that they're supposed to.
You know what? I think that's a very logical question on your part, but I would venture to say they sleep very comfortably. If they win. If
they
win.
Should they be sleeping comfortably?
I'm sure they are sleeping fine.
And I'm sure they justify it by saying, hey, we're not the only ones that cheat. Everybody else is cheating too.
I'm sure they do. I just think that's a bad justification. honestly. And they
should. Hey, I'm not trying to justify.
They shouldn't be sleeping.
I am not trying to justify it at all because I don't like it either. But the question was, if you were a fan, what would you want?
Right. What would you want? Sean in Upper St. Clair. And I think there's also a fine line, Ron, between, hey, I want my teams to cheat. Okay, then what do you do when you're a coach in youth sports or high school sports? If that's your attitude toward a college or pro team, how do you coach kids? Or what would you want even a youth team to do then? Is it different? When does it start, by the way? Does it start in high school? Would you want your high school? Because for a lot of people.
Already a lot of high schools are cheating.
Right.
They recruit.
For a lot of people out there, the high school, the local team, the team in town, they root for harder than any other team.
Right.
Would you want that team to cheat? I mean, where does it stop? Sean in Upper St. Clair, what's up?
Morning, fellas. It's crazy you guys are talking about this. I was literally just talking to my daughter about this not too long ago, a couple days ago. So we both are huge fans, live and die, with a Power 5 football program, major college football program, who runs a relatively clean program.
That However, you know of?
That all correct, yeah. I'm not sure everyone's, you know, perfect. But every November, we get our hearts ripped out because we get beat by our biggest rival up north. And I'm here to tell you, for one time, I would cheat every day and twice on Saturday to beat my rival this one time. Because I'm tired of getting my heart ripped out every November.
And you think they cheat?
I do.
Thank you, Sean. This is interesting, Ron.
I wonder who that is, who he's talking about there. I was thinking Ohio State and Michigan, but up north, Michigan's up north, and they've had their clocks cleaned every year by Ohio State.
Could be Pony Syracuse teams, huh?
And who's up north?
That's the team up north I'm thinking of. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
It was interesting who he said. The one rivalry I've always heard is the team up north is Michigan over Ohio State.
412-928-9370. Giant Eagle Kittapalooza Family Festival coming to the Convention Center Saturday, February 1st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets available now at 937thefan.com. A great time, really, for everybody, young and old. Kids get fit with the Mat Factory. Toss a frisbee with the Pittsburgh Thunderbirds. Meet players from the River Hounds. Play the quarterback challenge at 937 The Fan. Got a bike course, a wheel mill bike course, no less. Ron? So that's Saturday, February 1st, Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.